AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden was supposed to sign his $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill tomorrow, but the White House says it will happen today. This is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The plan is now only a signature away, a presidential signature, from becoming law. Soon, very soon, the most sweeping recovery effort in recent history will get underway.
President Biden will speak to the nation tonight about the pandemic 1 year later. On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Anthony Fauci says hope is on the horizon.
By the end of May, if we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference.
Democrats in Congress are making a new push to enact the first major new gun control laws in more than two decades. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy in the Senate says there is room for agreement.
Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, non-gun owners, NRA members, non-NRA members agree. We should tighten our gun laws to make sure that criminals and people with histories of serious mental illness cannot buy guns.
The House passed legislation to require background checks on all firearm sales. New Attorney General Merrick Garland greeted staff at the Justice Department. He wants all cases treated the same.
That there not be one rule for Democrats and another for Republicans, one rule for friends and another for foes, one rule for the powerful and another for the powerless, one rule for the rich and another for the poor.
Mississippi is the first state to do it. Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill banning transgender athletes from competing on girls' or women's sports teams. Reeves says President Biden forced the issue by signing an order banning discrimination based on gender identity. This is AP News. Four former presidents are urging Americans to get a coronavirus shot whenever they can.
As the nation's vaccine supply gets bigger, public health experts worry some Americans may not want the shots.
Get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
In public service announcements from the Ad Council and the business-backed COVID Collaborative, ex-presidents Obama, Bush, Clinton, and Carter encourage Americans to get vaccinated. One video features all four and their spouses with syringes in their arms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 1.2 million copies of stories by Dr. Seuss sold in the first week of March, more than quadruple from the week before. Following the news, his estate was pulling six books because of racial and ethnic stereotyping. The top-selling book is not being pulled, Green Eggs and Ham. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.